Jesus reminds us in the gospel today of what underlies everything that God has given us. And it's nothing other than love. All the commandments, all the things that we do for the good of ourselves, for the good of others, for God, everything we do, everything that's asked of us, everything that is commanded of us, is all backed by love. And if we get that wrong, it becomes a tremendous burden to follow God. Because in fact, we can't do it. And that's the point. We need God's divine love poured into us so that we can love Him the way He expects and that we can love others the way He expects. And that's the whole purpose for Him coming, for Him giving us the sacraments, right? For Him giving us Himself in the Eucharist, love itself. I remember when I was in seminary, there was a formator that I had. I remember one time he challenged us to a wonderful little prayer to remind ourselves of the greatest commandment, to remind ourselves that we're called to love, but if we don't first receive it from God, we're going to fail. And his challenge is that every time you come before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, every time that you walk in front of a tabernacle and you genuflect to make a real simple prayer like, Jesus, I love you. Acknowledging our desire to love God, right? And our desire to sacrifice for Him, our desire to love our neighbor. Jesus, I love you. Help me to love you more. Recognizing our need, that the only way we can love Him properly is if we first receive it. So Jesus, I love you. Help me to love you more.